This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. If you don't pay a traffic ticket on time or you lose in court, you might end up paying a hefty court fee in addition to the fine. Those fees in Birmingham sometimes bring the bill to 10 times the amount of the original ticket. Over the years, the state legislature has raised court fees to cover the costs of running the system. And many people think this is a bad idea. WBHM's Ashley Cleek has the story.
To understand court fees, you should talk to Ronald Rich.
I don't know if it's designed for the money or the failure, but I feel like it's a mixture of both.
Rich has been pulled over at least 15 times, sometimes for as little as a broken taillight. The tickets pile up. Rich doesn't make a lot and has 5 kids, so money's tight. When he doesn't pay the ticket, a warrant is issued for his arrest. His license is suspended. He's even been to jail a few times for unpaid tickets.
It's a never-ending battle. And when you look at through all this paperwork, like through my whole file, it's tickets.
Rich has done community service, but he still owes the court around $3,000, and it's unlikely he'll be able to pay. Judges understand the situation people like Rich are in, so sometimes they waive the court fees. State Representative Steve Klaus explains that with this combination of high court costs and judges waiving fees, the state's hit a wall.
It's reached the point of diminishing returns. So you can get so high and that it gets to be counterproductive.
Klaus is right. The fees aren't doing what the legislature intended. According to a study by the think tank the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama, in 2012, the legislature raised court fees in hopes of bringing in $36 million. They only got half that. And the thing is, the bulk of court fees don't go back to the courts. Instead, they pay for other programs. For instance, in Birmingham, the municipal court gets about a fifth of the fees it collects. The rest goes to DNA and fingerprint collection across the state, to the public defender's office. Some is even sent to the general fund. Judge Andre Sparks heads the Birmingham Municipal Court, and he says court fees are a stand-in for that which shall not be named in Alabama, taxes.
They don't want to say they're raising taxes, but every time you raise court costs, guess what you're doing? What they've done is make us a collection agency in some respects for some of the stuff that they do down in Montgomery. And is it fair? Probably not.
As the state's general fund has shrunk over the years, the legislature has relied more and more on court fees to fund the whole system. According to that same study by the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama, in 2010, 1/3 of the court's budget was paid from the general fund. By 2013, that had fallen to 2%, leaving court fees to cover almost half of the court's budget.
I think the question is this how we want to fund our government?
That's Kyra Fontenot. She heads the Jefferson County Public Defender's Office. For her, it comes back to the fact that the courts are largely relying on people who can't pay fees.
And even if we assess this, can we collect it?
Questions that speak both to the fairness of the fees and whether they hurt more than they help. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.